ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බලන් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 10ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
I thank you honorable deputy chairman of committees. Today is the 23rd of July. It's been over since 1983. We have been commemorating this day as Black July Day. The Tamils in particular, when the Tamil people outside the north and the east, particularly in Colombo, were systematically hunted down. They were hunted down by lists in their electoral registers. The police, the military helped government-backed thugs in hunting down Tamil families, burning them alive, and the carnage and the heinous loss of life to some extent was reduced because of ordinary good Sinhalese people trying to hide their the few friends that they could afford to hide from these government-backed, military-backed, police-backed campaign of mass murder. So that is today, a day that we Tamils commemorate without fail. But this government that has now come into power, honorable presiding member, makes it a matter of point at every possible opportunity to say that they are not racist like the past governments, especially like the government in 83 that did this heinous crime. They say that they don't distinguish on the basis of Sinhala, Tamil, Muslim, Christian, Burger. Those are the famous phrases that they use. But this government's own youth wing, this government's own youth wing today is organizing youth to go to Jaffna, a day when in the northeast and in the south, Tamils commemorate this Black July Day, to completely change, that traumatic commemoration of that event, to completely change that idea. They are sending train loads and bus loads of so-called youth to Jaffna to commemorate a day of camaraderie. This is not a day to commemorate camaraderie. If you actually are not racist, if you actually don't have racist intentions, this is a day that you especially, because the JVP was accused by the then J.R. Jayawardene, the government, the JVP was accused of being the party that actually carried out those riots. So it is a duty upon you to put the record straight and actually make today officially a black day that must be commemorated by everyone, not hidden, not to try and hide and obfuscate that history. But what you all are doing is the complete opposite. You all are trying to hide history. You all are trying to change history. You are trying to change the meaning of today completely. And that is not something, honorable presiding member, that a government that has intentions of putting the record straight, doing the right thing, facing up to the reality of the past, and not making sure that the past is not repeated. These are not the actions of such a government. So I condemn this government's youth wing going to Jaffna on today and trying to change the nature of the commemorations that are taking place right throughout the northeast and even in the south by Tamil peoples who are still traumatized, because still we don't have an official apology. Still we don't have it. And that is what we face today. Honourable Presiding Member, we are today debating amendments to the Companies Act. I was listening to many speakers, and the Companies Act amendments are being brought to ensure prevention of money laundering, prevention of black money. All of those intentions and amendments for those intentions, I think 20 odd sections are being amended, those are things that we welcome. But I noticed repeatedly, except the minister, everybody else, concentrating on this notion of preventing terrorism financing and how important these amendments are towards that. How important these amendments are towards that. Now, I mentioned how in 83 innocent civilians were massacred. Massacred. No justice. Nothing whatsoever. Refusing, this government also refuses to bring anybody before courts and convict those who are responsible for these heinous crimes. So then what do you expect? People who have been victims of such heinous crimes, what do you expect them to do? What did the JVP do? The JVP as youth felt that the state is working against their interest, that it is a cabal who controls the state and acting for the interest of a very few elites, and felt that the country must be brought back to the people. What did they do? Ultimately, they decided that they needed to take up arms. I will never call that terrorism. I will never call that terrorism because those are legitimate reasons. Legitimate reasons that have to be addressed. But you are doing the complete opposite. Are you trying to say, you yourself say that all previous governments for the last 70 odd years were racist? Well, if you say that, that means there are aggrieved people amongst the Tamil people. And then when they are so bitter, if they are forced to take up arms, like what happened in 83, if they are forced to take up arms because they feel that that is the only way that they can have some sort of security, you, of all people, calling that terrorism and refusing to look at the whole conflict in its proper context to find answers, you're not going to find solutions. No, you're pandering to the same past. You're pandering to the same past. I'm telling you, last week, there were people from Valigamam North, particularly from a village called Mailatti, who came down to Colombo, and they protested in front of the presidential palace, in front of the presidential secretariat. And some of them went inside and met with the, I think, one of the secretaries or the secretary to the
Garu Mantritumani, Tavinad Jaka Kalyati Benubutumat.
And they are protesting because, Honorable Presiding Member, in 2013, 6,000 acres were gazetted. 6,000 acres were gazetted under the Land Acquisition Act, 6,317 acres in 2013 for military purposes, for high security zones. Then eventually, because of international pressure, because of the protests of the Tamil people, almost 3,000 acres were released. And there is now 3,000 acres that is still not released. The secretary to the Ministry of Lands, we have found out, is thinking in terms of gazetting those remaining 3,000 acres as a high security zone and permanently refusing to allow them to be released. Now, this is against your own policy. This is against the promises that you gave. Today, out of these 3,000 acres, Honorable Presiding Member, almost 75% of the lands is not used for military purposes. It is used for farming by the army, farming by the navy and the air force, for you all to bring vegetables to the local market and undercut the local farmer. Surely isn't that something that your government should be against? You should be on the side of the ordinary people. Over 75% of the land is used for non-military purposes, Honorable Presiding Member. Six temples and churches within this 3,000 acres, within the so-called high security zone, have disappeared. Have disappeared. They were there in 2009. People, villagers used to get special permission and go to those temples and they used to pray there. Those six temples and churches have today disappeared. This wasn't a war zone. There was no heavy fighting inside these high security zones. How did they disappear? This is a UNESCO crime. This is a UNESCO crime. These are things that you have to look into. If you don't look into this, Honorable Minister, the Companies Act being changed to try and prevent so-called terrorism is all rubbish. Nothing you do will ever prevent the people from resisting this sort of absolutely unacceptable conduct by the state. Conduct by the state. And I appeal to you as a JVPer, Honorable Minister, as a JVPer, not as an MPPer, as a JVPer who knows why you took up arms to find solutions to the core issues. And if you do not do that, no amount of legislation, you had legislation for the last 30 years, didn't prevent anybody taking up arms. So no amount of legislation can actually prevent conflict. Thank you.